Hey, this is Eden Burns here. I'm here on BFM talking about my new record, BBM Volume 10.
No matter what I do.
Do you really think so?
No matter what I do. No matter what I do. No matter what I do. No matter what I do.
Do you really think so?
No matter what I do. No matter what I do. No matter what I do. No matter what I do.
Do you really think so?
So you're up to volume 10 of this Big Beat Manifesto series. If you look back to 2020 when the first one released, did you expect it to go on this long?
Yeah, I guess when I did the first one, I hoped that it would come this far and do as well as it has done. But there's been many times I've thought, okay, I think this is the last one. This is the last one. But I guess the beauty of it is it's kind of just like an outlet for all these old songs that probably wouldn't see the light of day. So there's been a few times where I've like been, oh yeah, maybe I'll stop the series because it is getting a bit same, just wasn't feeling so fulfilled by it and didn't want to get stuck in the loop of being, you know, a dance music guy or someone that just makes, you know, club tracks, club tools. To be honest, I go back quite a lot. It's maybe a year on, I look back and go, oh, hey, this is pretty good. Oh, yeah, and like I said, like how some of the tracks are really old. Just giving it that time is really good because I go back, I find them, and, you know, they must be all right, or at least I must think they're all right if, and, you know, 3-5 years' time, I'm still enjoying them. But, yeah, I go back to the early ones a lot, and I can definitely say most of them anyways, I feel pretty proud.
So you said there that you pull from a pool of tracks for each edition. How far back do the tracks on this one go?
I think maybe one of them could be 4 years old or something. So that was a really old one. So I sent them the one that's actually called Head on Dub. That's a much newer one. And then Public Position, they looked back and went, oh, there's this one as well. So that one's about 5 years old. The Head On one, that's like maybe 3 years old. And then, you know, me or the Public Position guys will go through and find old ones, or I'll, one of them, for example, the last one, the One More Loop for Hard DJs, that one was just like a very hectic Ableton file, and I kind of just duplicated it to make it long enough.
Reckon that the way you approach the creating of a track now has changed since you started the series?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it is, you know, I kind of not force myself, but treat it like work and sit there and try and make it happen, but that never really ends up with a good result. I kind of just do it when I feel like it, I think. Some of the best tracks, I think, that I've done have been ones just, you know, sitting on the couch, in bed, and just sort of fiddling around and not trying. I think is the main thing, not really, you know, yeah, not trying too hard, and then coming across a weird sample or something, and then that one little thing, it could just be one tiny sound that could kind of trigger the whole track. I go, okay, oh, this is it, and then go from there. So yeah, it's not necessarily about sitting there and working really hard and trying to make a good dance track. It's just more sitting there and waiting for some inspiration to happen and finding that thing that makes the track. Yeah, well, I'm still always just fiddling around on Ableton and making random dance stuff. Yeah, all the time. So I guess that's what I'm doing, just making stuff, not taking it serious at all, not really having anything in mind. And then, yeah, just kind of compiling them. And then when the time comes, you know, some of them, three or four of them, will kind of resemble a record. And then, yeah, that's how it works.
You really think so?
I've always kind of done everything on my own terms, really. I never studied music or anything like that. I kind of just, it's just been something I do. I mean, when I first started making music, I thought I was making music on Fruity Loops, and I just almost looked at it like a video game, a computer game. So it was just fun playing around, kind of do it when I wanted to do it, and I always did want to do it, so I never felt like work or anything like that. But yeah, no, I've always kind of found a little bit of inspiration and got stuck in.
And do you think where you're located plays a role in how the final product comes out?
Like, when I'm down in Dunedin, I always tend to make what I think is good music. And I think that comes down to not really having any influence or anything like that. Even just like, I don't know, living in Melbourne now. So much going on, especially dance music wise. So I think that kind of has like a bad influence on me, and I kind of lose what I want to make deep down, if that makes sense. So yeah, I find when I'm pretty isolated, I tend to make the best music when I'm not thinking about what's getting played in the clubs. Or for example, in lockdown, I think I made my best dance music because I had kind of a completely clear brain and I could make exactly what I would want to hear in these clubs if they were open. So I think, yeah, when there's nothing going on and, you know, I'm down in Dunedin or just doing nothing, that's when I'm making my best music. Yeah, so for Head On, I think I can't actually remember where the sample was from. I think it was a Psychic TV track. I think the sample was from a Psychic TV, one of the electronic records they did. And it was just, I think Dub sampled it from somewhere as well. So that's where it gets a bit tricky. But yeah, just heard that sort of phrase, that vocal. And then I used like a stem splitter thing. And then it went from there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was probably the newest song from a lot of them, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I was just trying to make a kind of maybe almost early 2000s kind of sleazy sounding dance track. Maybe something you'd find on like a old Ministry of Sound compilation. Maybe kind of like a Tiga sort of vibe. That's what I was going for. We'll be right back. that one was purely, I think, just jamming on Ableton. The little vocal samples in that are from, I think both the different vocal phrases are from two different Malcolm McLaren songs. Yeah, I get a lot of inspiration from Malcolm McLaren. His use of, you know, weird, he might have sampled those samples as well, so I don't know where they originally came from. But yeah, just having weird little samples or, like, you know, snips from TV shows that kind of on purpose don't sound that good. It's something I do a lot of the time when I'm kind of jamming in Ableton. I'll throw little snips from like an old TV show or something and just put it in completely random and then start scanning through. So I'm not, you know, playing it in like musically or anything like that. I'm just kind of bonking it there and you get a completely random result that works.
Thank you. What are you doing here?
Two shots at point blank range.
Hey, this is Eden Burns. You've been listening to Totally Wired here on BFM.